Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Friday, everybody. Great to have you with us. Oh, boy. Huh? Heading into the weekend, that means we're going to have to make a stop at Brewers Outlet. The place I want to do all of my weekend shopping. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Did I mention beer? Soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh every day. Hot, too. And yes, the pickle bar is second to none. I love the barrel pickles. Love them. But they have a great variety there as well. Also, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Friday, always the hardest day of the week for Kevin.
Boy, that's for sure.
I mean, when he has to turn that car in after he finally got used to it.
Exactly. And today was the day that we turned in the 2014 Kia Sportage SX all-wheel drive at Sunbury Motors Kia. Tell you what, for a smaller SUV in size, it has a lot of the big luxury SUV features. And like this morning, the last couple of mornings, it's been a heated seat morning, air-conditioned seat ride home. Let me tell you something. You feel like you're in a $50,000 vehicle when you have a heated seat in the morning that turns into an air-conditioned seat in the afternoon. And this one starts at $22,889. All-wheel drive as well, so you'll be able to get around in the snow. You know, I did see some bad news on the long-range AccuWeather forecast. Did you see that with your AccuWeather information there, Mr. Jones?
I saw it was going to be in the 40s on Sunday.
But... No. I'm talking about the long-range winter forecast. Not as many cold, long cold spells, a couple of polar vortex issues, but we were in a path for some snow, or a snowier, we'll call it, winter. So maybe an all-wheel drive is the way to go. Check out Sunbury Motors, the Kia dealership, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, for the Kia Sportage.
Sportage. We're going to be talking with Brian Tripp today in Fairbanks, Alaska, where, by the way, the ice hockey team's playing. 25 degrees and snowing there today.
I was going to just ask you, is it snowing in Fairbanks? I thought it was cold there.
It is snowing in Fairbanks.
Is Brian going to do a weather report for us from Fairbanks, or...?
He will confirm it's snowing.
Are you going to make him go outside and do his report from the falling snow?
I mean, look, at some point he's going to have to go outside because the hotel and the arena are not connected.
They are not. There is not a tunnel available to go through. I see. All right,
not connected. Jameis Winston, of course, is going to play tomorrow night.
Ah, there's a big shocker.
Yeah, you go. You know, you got to give the kid credit. He's much smarter than all of us. He does anything he wants. He gets away with it. And just when the cavalry shows up, he's going pro.
But you know what? Does it really make any sense? Seriously, does it make any sense for Fisher to hold him out now? I mean, if any of these things come out, he's going to have to forfeit those games anyway. You might as well let him play at this point.
No. I would make the same decision on this one that he did. The other ones, I wouldn't have. I would have made different decisions.
I just think that because he's played him in the past, you almost have to play him now.
All that has nothing to do with it. Who cares what he did in the past?
Well, no, if you're going to, if all this stuff comes back to haunt him later,
everything is an individual case, Kevin. In this individual case, if you sit down and you talk to him, and whatever story he tells you is believable. Okay. Well, seriously. I mean, you
know, no, I'm just laughing at the way you said it.
Well, I'm just saying, if you sit down with your son and you say, okay, explain this to me, and then you sit back, okay, I'm with you. All right, I see what you're saying. I mean, that's where Jimbo Fisher is on this incident. Because this incident with the autographs is separate from everything else. You'll sit there now and say, I'm going to suspend you because you do three other things.
Well, but aren't they still investigating? Isn't the NCAA or somebody investigating him for some of the other things as well that might cause them to have to give up wins or anything?
Nope.
See, I thought there was. I thought there was something they were still that was still ongoing.
Nope. The only thing is that he has to go through the code of conduct thing with Florida State with the alleged incident with the woman 2 years ago.
Which would not affect, you know, a violation of any NCAA rules that Florida State would have to give up wins for games he played.
Now, if it's proven that he received money for signing autographs and he plays in games, then those games would be forfeited. Now, that would happen. But here's an interesting little twist and turn in this story.
Oh, boy.
The authenticator, the Spence Company.
Right.
Guess who hasn't received a phone call yet from Florida State? Them.
As of this morning,
Florida State has not called the authentication company. Hasn't called them. Don't you think in any investigation, that's one of the first phone calls you make?
Okay, let me look at this from their point of view.
Their point of view, they don't want to do anything, Kevin.
No, I know.
They don't want to do it. They don't want to touch it. They're like, they got to take the time, lollygag.
Right.
We'll get around it. My guess is that some things will come into focus on January 13th.
but my point, my question is this. Let's say, for the sake of argument, you know, they obviously know the answer whether they paid him or not. All right? So if nobody's asking, telling.
No, the authenticator is not involved in the payment part of it.
Oh, okay. I thought they were involved in the payment part.
But no, but they are the ones that put the stuff online. They authenticate the signatures and so forth. But they would probably know who sent it to them. Correct?
You would think so, yes.
Because
unless they used an alias.
No, but it is not illegal for the person to take autographs and put them online. It's not illegal.
No. What's being done from the autograph side is what most people do when they get stuff signed.
It is completely legal what's going on. So, in other words, by tracking down this individual, they're not in trouble for anything. They didn't do anything wrong. Legally, they did zero wrong. It's perfectly legal for them to, if they want to pay an athlete for an autograph or a series of autographs, and then put them online to sell them. That there is no illegality there at all. For Jameis Winston, there's no illegality at all either. But he would be in violation of NCAA rules, which would then make him ineligible to play.
Let me just throw something out there. Let's say, for the sake of this discussion, that the company putting these collectible items up, wouldn't they want Jameis Winston to have been paid for this? Because then all of a sudden the price because the price for that item now becomes a lot higher. Hey, this item is, this is one of the items that Winston signed that got him kicked off of kicked out of college football. It becomes a higher priced item. I'm just saying, it does. It becomes a higher priced collectible item. This is one of the items that Winston signed, got paid for. I'm hypothetical here. You know, this game jersey. Game jersey was signed. It was one of the game jerseys that was signed by Winston that cost him his NCAA eligibility. That becomes a more profitable item for them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You betcha.
Yeah, it's a world I don't live in. All right. That makes no sense to me at all. Seriously, it makes no sense to me at all. The guy's the Heisman Trophy winner.
It's like a game-used jersey, an autographed game-used jersey.
Yeah, but Kevin, there are 2,000 items.
I understand that.
Okay? any one of them is the one that would get him that if he got paid for it. Any one of them would. 2,000 items, that to me dilutes it. You know, it wasn't like he signed an item and got paid $400 for it, and the item went online. Oh, and this is the item that kicked him out. Oh, that to me, that's a big deal. When there are 2,000 of them, I don't think your theory holds a lot of water. There's 2,000 of them. Okay, there's not three of them. I think it's the number of them that kills your theory.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of them, so it does make it. It wouldn't make
a lot.
It would make it less valuable than if there were three. You're right, but still,
2,000 is a lot. Oh yeah, there are a couple times 1,000. I mean, really, if there were three, I think your theory would be okay. It would be worth megabucks, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm just saying this is worth a little more. I'm not saying hundreds of thousands more.
I don't think
more.
So. I think with 2,000 items, I don't think it's worth any more of anything.
I think you're looking at, depending on the item, maybe an additional third because of what it is. And because of the commotion around it.
Even though he would have signed them in the spring?
Yeah, even though he would have signed them in a spring, yes. Because your authenticity card also will have the date on it, and it will have the date of when he was a player. So then you can actually say that this was signed when he was an NCAA player, and it actually made him ineligible. So you
would want an
I did
item
not
like
no
that?
I did not say that I did not say that, but I do well, know who, people who? I know people who would.
Why?
Let's say again, for the sake of argument. You have a guy, he goes on and does play in the NFL and has a storied career in the NFL. That's going to be an item. That's going to be an item that is going to be, for Jameis Winston, becomes historic. This memorabilia thing is just kind of weird sometimes, Steve. It's hard to explain it.
I think it's all junk.
Everything is collectible to the right person.
Well, yeah, I put some stuff out this week that I was trying to get rid of for bulk collection week, and some bulk collectors came by and took it. Wrong kind of collection?
I think so, yeah.
Well,
that's the kind of collection you pay somebody to pick up, though, not pay somebody to take and make money on. This is something you pay to pick up along with the other stuff you don't want.
Okay, you say so.
I could be wrong.
Well, it's never happened before.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street at Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. That's right. Let's talk a little beer here for a moment. Imports, domestics, microbrews, they have the best selection. You need to stock up for the weekend. It's going to be a little chilly on Sunday. So you're not going to want to go outside. You don't want to sit down and enjoy the games. Big one, Florida State, Notre Dame. Saturday night. Soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts every day. Fresh, hot, roasted peanuts every day. And the pickle bar, second to none. Second to none. Love it. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And again, it's the weekend. We stock up. Corey and the gang, they are ready for you. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. All right. Let's get to hockey. In Fairbanks, for the first time ever, and this will be the first time, Kevin, we've had anybody on the show joining us from Alaska.
Yes, that is correct.
Four time zones away, where right now it is 11:37 in the morning. We're joined by the play-by-play voice, Penn State hockey, Brian Tripp. Brian, welcome.
I'm doing well, Steve. I didn't catch anything yet. I was really trying, but Just didn't have any luck. But I can do some fish tales for you. You know they say telling a story about a day of fishing is better than actually catching something and bringing it back.
Well, just stay away from the Kodiak.
Yeah.
Stay away from the Kodiak. Two guys go fishing up in Alaska. And they both, beautiful day, they take off their socks and their shoes, dangle their feet in the water as they cast their lines into the stream. And then suddenly a Kodiak bear shows up. Right? The two of them look over and they say, "Don't move." And one of them starts putting on his socks and his shoes. And he says, "What are you doing?" "So I'm putting my socks and shoes on." He says, "What are you thinking? You can't outrun a Kodiak." He says, "I don't have to outrun the Kodiak. I just have to outrun you."
Oh. Well, I'm not taking my socks and shoes off anytime soon because it's 25 degrees and snowing. You don't have to worry.
There we go. That's what we wanted. Fairbanks, Alaska weather. It's 25 and snowing. Let's talk hockey now. I doubt they're playing on a pond. So this is great competition early on for this hockey team, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You have two teams that started out 2-0, and two teams in Fairbanks and Anchorage. We'll start with Anchorage tonight, that were able to practice about a month earlier than any of the other Division I schools with an exemption for where they are here in Alaska. And because of that, they're a step or two ahead of the game. You could tell last weekend when they both beat Maine and they both beat Wisconsin last weekend in the tournament at Alaska Anchorage. Both these teams coming in, they have found a way to find the back of the net, and they got good goaltending play last week. But I just think having that continuity early in the year, being able to get that experience under your belt, that does give a team a leg up. Penn State looked a little rusty last week. There's no doubt about it. But to be rusty and come out of it with a win and a tie, especially a win by a 7-1 margin, there's definitely some momentum rolling here into the start of the year, and that continues off of what they finished last season with, and that was an incredible win against Michigan and almost beating Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament.
Why would Fairbanks and Anchorage each get an exemption, Brian, in terms of starting practice? Because I don't see what the difference is because they're there versus being here.
I think, Steve, I'm honestly not 100% sure why, to give an accurate answer. I would think it has to do with them hosting tournaments here preseason. A lot of teams come up here in the non-conference to play, right? Because when you come here with the travel, you get a two-game exemption. So Penn State will play 36 games this season as opposed to 34, because you get an exemption where it does count on your record. Right. It is an official game, but it does not count in terms of games played. You're allowed to play two extra. In fact, the teams that were up here last weekend, the same thing happens for them. So I'm guessing it is just to give them a leg up in competition because the other teams get that benefit of the exemption. I am not sure.
All right. Well, yeah, in fact, it's the same in basketball. If you go to the Maui Invitational, for example, those are extra games. Same thing. I think going to Charleston, I think Penn State gets one extra game out of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, the other benefit here is this tournament's a guarantee. So Penn State actually will end up making money because they'll be able to play two more home games. And Bryce Incorporated, the sponsor of the tournament, funds and pays for the travel and the hotel and everything else. There's a guarantee attached to the story.
Right. What does it mean to this team that Matthew Skov continues to play at a very high level in goal?
Particularly in any level of hockey, but especially in college hockey, I think having a hot goaltender can win a lot of games for you. If you have a good goalie, you're going to give yourself a chance to win night in and night out. And Matt's confidence is at an all-time high this year. You can tell the first year of Division I for this program, before they were playing the top programs night in and night out, that Matt was very confident about his ability. And I think there were times last year where he showed that early in the season, but there were also times last year where he got shaken up a little bit. And Guy Gadowski wanted to give PJ Musico and Eamon McAdam both a chance to show what they could do and get experience in net, because you can never have too many good goaltenders. But Matt Skov last year finished a tremendous season at the Big Ten tournament. And the way he started this year, the team plays confident in front of him. Last year, he was the only goalie to win a game for the team. The whole team senses when Matt Skov is in net that they, you don't want to say that they're allowed to take more chances, but they know that he's got their back. And I think they play with an extra step with Matt Skov in net.
offensively, they put a lot of pucks on net last year. Most games, if I recall, Brian, they outshot the opponent. Is there a better quality shot in the opening two games that you saw?
I think game one, not so much. Game two against UConn, when they got seven goals, absolutely. And that showed on the scoreboard. There is crisper. I'm watching them practice right now. They move the puck much crisper, and that allows them to find that open lane and get those shots. The thing that impressed me last year was their ability, even if things weren't going right, to get to the front of the net and create traffic. This year, you're hoping that you can get some more clean goals, and we saw that against UConn. You know, Casey Bailey had a one-time shot from the high slot, and he put it right into the back of the net. Taylor Holmstrom had a shorthanded opportunity. He skated at the top of the circle, let a nasty wrist shot go, and he put it into the net. It wasn't a spot where they needed to get that ugly goal. Last year, they needed to get the scrappy plays where they'd pester the goaltender, get in his face, try to bump him around a little bit, and hope the puck found its way in net. This year, I think you're seeing an ability of some players to be those sniper players, those goal scorers. And I think that has to go along with the confidence of the team, but also with the skill that this team continues to develop, even though there aren't a whole bunch of newcomers.
The team, of course, got there a couple of days ago, which meant they could go through a skate yesterday and so forth. It's a four time zone change for them. Have they adapted to it rather well?
I think so. The message was from Casey Bailey, who's obviously from Anchorage and made the trip a bunch of times. Sleep on the first flight out of Newark, which was Wednesday morning at 7. And on the flight up here, don't sleep from Seattle to Fairbanks. So that way, if you took a nap on that first flight, you're still at what would be when you arrive in Seattle relatively the morning. And the goal, no matter how tired they were the last couple of nights, has been stay up until after the team snack is finished before you go to bed at 9:30, 10. That way you at least have it in your body. You try to get that mental clock down to where you've had the ability to stay awake to about the time that the game will end on Saturday night. Tonight they're a little bit more lucky and more fortunate. They'll play at 9 Eastern, 5 o'clock here, which I think they won't have any problem with. It's the next night that's the problem. It's an 11:07 Eastern time puck drop, and that one could essentially go to like 1:30 at home, and here you'll be after 9, and they've been getting set for bed each of those nights. But I think they're adapting pretty well. Anytime you come out and you start playing a hockey game, it's a different feel. You'll have the energy. It's just, can you sustain that energy for all three periods without letting the legs get zapped a little bit?
Also a pretty good bonding experience for them, too. I mean, they're out there for several days, almost a week together.
Yeah, I think so, Steve. I think that's a big part of doing this trip early in the season as opposed to making a long trek out here, say, December, end of November. You get to learn some more about the guys, and they obviously know a lot about themselves already, having just three newcomers on the team. But just getting a chance to spend some time around them, this is a team that really gets along well. You can tell when a group's been together a while, and this is certainly one of those teams that has the continuity. They have they kind of know when they can rib each other, when they can't, and they know, they really just seem to be friends. They know each other well, and they know there's a common goal they're working for on the ice, but also off the ice. I think they're enjoying the experience that they've gotten to share with each other. Not only this trip, but just being a Division I hockey player at Penn State.
All right, Brian. Appreciate it. Our first guest from Alaska. Brian Tripp, the play-by-play voice of Penn State hockey. They get Alaska Anchorage tonight, Alaska Fairbanks tomorrow. In fact, Alaska Anchorage, that matchup is going to be at 5 Eastern time today. But then tomorrow night, it's 11 o'clock at night Eastern time, 11:07, because it's a 7 o'clock matchup.
He's got plenty of time to go fishing yet.
I hope.
Are the salmon still running in Alaska?
From reality. You liked the Kodiak joke, didn't you?
I've heard you use that one before, though, so that was unfair for me to judge.
Next half hour, by the way, Bill Friedman will join us from BTN. They have a special coming up this weekend on Brooke Berenger, the former Nebraska quarterback who passed away 18 years ago and is revered in the state of Nebraska. We'll talk to him about that next half hour. Don't forget, Shikellamy tonight at Loyal Sock. Kevin, outside, great outdoors.
Al fresco.
Sure.
Isn't that what they call it when you're out there? When you're out outdoors?
Al Dante. All right. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tonight, Lewisburg is at Southern Columbia in the Valley tonight. Salins Grove will be playing at Jersey Shore. That will be on Eagle 107. Milton is at Mifflinburg tonight on WMLP 1380. And, of course, here on 1070 News Radio WKOK. Our featured game will have Shikellamy playing at Loyal Sock tonight at 7 o'clock, 6:30 the airtime with Kevin and the coach Dick Court. Playoff implications and seeding implications here, Kev.
Yeah, Loyal Sock is trying to play themselves into a home game, at least one home game anyway, in the AA playoffs at 5-2. And Shikellamy is right now the 4 seed in a tiebreaker with Shamokin, and losing head-to-head puts them as the 4 seed. But unless something really changes, Shikellamy would probably be in the playoffs at this point.
All right.
No, but there's still some more games to play.
If you were to right now give me the seeds in A, double, triple, and I guess quad's kind of off the board.
Yeah.
But A, double, and triple, who would the top 4 seeds be in each right now?
Oh, excuse me. Give me 1 second, and I can get that for you. I have to look in my notes because I don't have the photographic memory you do.
This segment has just turned into the. I was trying so hard to be inclusive.
And you do it, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's just, you know, I have a pretty good idea, but, you know, on occasion I'm wrong. And I know, it's shocking. So, in single
I'm trying,
A.
I'm trying to steady myself from that shocking revelation.
Well, one thing I can tell you in single A, it isn't going to be Southern Columbia anymore because they moved up to the double A. But right now, North Penn leads the class single A right now at 7-0 and a comfortable lead over South Williamsport at 6-1. The 3 seed would be Wellsboro at 6-1, and then the 4 would be Muncie. Line Mountain is actually only 10 points out of the playoffs. And Canton, who I thought...
I think Line Mountain has St. Joe's tonight.
They do. They do indeed.
Yeah. St. Joe's has 15 players.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those programs that it's great that they're playing football.
Because, yeah, no, they're 3 miles from me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. And another one is Carson Long. That's another one that a lot of folks look at the record and think, why are they playing? Well, they're playing because they want to play. I mean, they just want to play football, those kids. So it's great to see those kind of teams get a chance to do it. But Line Mountain's 10 points out, and Canton's only about 30 points out. And like I said, the District 4 AAA, it's a lot clearer because you only have 4 teams. Jersey Shore, mm-hmm. Selinsgrove Grove playing for the number 1 seed tonight virtually. And Shamokin leads Shikellamy based on the tiebreaker of head-to-head competition for the 3-4 spot. It's the double A's.
I hate when that head-to-head thing, like, just ruins everything.
No, I actually don't mind that. I like it when it's crystal clear. Makes it easier on me.
It's just a joke. Just a joke.
Makes it easier on me to figure out what's going on. The double A is one that's kind of crazy because you have 8 teams there. Now, Southern, of course, is a class of the field, undefeated right now, taking on Lewisburg. Lewisburg is actually the 3 seed behind Troy by a game, and I think about 80 points, if that. Tawanda comes in at the number 4, and then your road teams would be Loyal Sock, Mount Carmel, Hughesville, and Wyalusing. So you can see why this is a big game with Shikellamy for Loyal Sock, because there's bonus points involved with Shikellamy being a AAA team. So this is a big game for Loyal Sock for the postseason. The teams that are on the outside looking in right now are Montoursville at 3-4 for the most part. They're the ones that are on the bubble that could actually sneak ahead of Wyalusing and Hughesville. They're a little less than 50 points behind Wyalusing and a little bit more than that behind Hughesville, about 80 points behind Hughesville. So the AA is the one that gets a little bit muddy because of how tightly knit those teams are. I mean, you have three teams right now at 4-3, and three teams right now at 5-2.
Close.
Makes it fun.
It does.
Makes tonight more important.
And Steve, you get into this time of year, and a lot of times those teams are playing each other. So it really becomes important games, as we talked about a few minutes ago with Southern Columbia and Lewisburg playing each other right now.
Sure. Well, it's all tonight, and the vast majority of these big games you'll hear right here on the Sunbury Broadcasting family of stations. As we mentioned, Lewisburg's at Southern Columbia. That's on the Valley. Selins Grove will be at Jersey Shore. That will be a big game tonight. That's on Eagle 107. Milton's at Mifflinburg on WMLP 1380. And, of course, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tonight, we will have Shikellamy playing at Loyal Sock. Kevin outside with the coach, Dick Hort. Can't believe they wouldn't put you inside.
I don't know. They wanted me to be the focus point of the whole game, so they want to be visible. Yeah. You're not buying that?
No.
No, all right.
But
no, it's worth a shot.
But I'm sure, you know, based on this show, you're actually signing a lot of autographs in games, so, I mean, it's good.
And I'm not being paid to sign those autographs either.
See?
I'm not violating any laws or any rules along the way. That's good news.
No, actually, if you sign an autograph, you're violating nothing except someone's pride.
All of a sudden, their whole collection goes downhill. Is that what you're trying to say?
I have a Terry Bradshaw. I have a Jack Ham. I have Kevin Herr. Silence. All right.
Who?
He's on the WKOK show. He's on the mark.
Tommy Herr? Didn't he play second base for the Phillies for a while?
He did. And the Cardinals. He's also from Lancaster.
He was the first sports story I ever read in my radio career was a story about Tommy Herr.
Really?
That's your fun fact of the day.
First sports story I ever read on the air was about Babe Ruth retiring. All right. I'm a bit older than you are.
Cy Young just won an award for pitching.
Cy Young wins his 500th. Second hour, Bill Friedman, BTN. We're brought to you today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK.